You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The final public hearings for the state budget were this week, and education was a hot topic. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
During a budget hearing Monday in Hayward, superintendents of small northern Wisconsin school districts asked the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to fix the state funding formula.
The funding formula does not work for us.
If you could work on a school funding system that would fairly help all schools in all parts of the state, be greatly appreciated.
Every time a district does not pass the referendum and the gaps get bigger and kids lose and communities lose.
School district administrators are asking for more per pupil aid and increased special education cost reimbursement. Among the dozens of schools that couldn't pass a referendum this spring is Arcadia, which faces an $800,000 shortfall for next school year. A $3.75 million operational referendum failed in the spring election. To make up the deficit, the district is eliminating vacant positions, cutting gymnastics, adding activity fees, and ending transportation for courses being taken for college credit outside of the high school. Arcadia district officials said they also have to make up for a $100,000 deficit for this school year. Trump administration cuts will affect a public service program affecting dozens of projects in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Cuts to AmeriCorps by the U.S. Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, means dozens of projects throughout Wisconsin will be stopped, and over 400 AmeriCorps members who have been working in the state on issues like literacy, homelessness, and health care are out of a job. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said that Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit challenging those cuts.
Evers said the impacts of the cuts will be felt immediately by Wisconsin residents. Today, Culver's restaurants across Wisconsin and the nation will be offering single scoops of custard for $1. All of the proceeds from the annual Scoops of Thanks Day will go to FFA chapters that are in the areas Culver's serves. Culver's Thank You Farmers Project has raised over $6.5 million for agricultural education since 2013, including over $1 million from the Scoops of Thanks Day events. Last year, Culver's served up over 169,000 scoops of custard nationally for Scoops of Thanks Day. A popular Wisconsin restaurant chain announced its new CEO this week. The new CEO of Culver's will be Julie Fussner. Fussner is the company's fifth CEO and the first woman to hold the title for the company. Fussner has been with Culver's since 2017, becoming the company's first chief marketing officer. Before Culver's, Fussner worked at Kraft Foods. She'll take over for Enrique Silva, who retired in February. Culver's has 151 locations in its home state of Wisconsin and over 1,000 restaurants nationally. After an investigation by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a Mexican citizen living illegally in Monroe County after being previously deported was sentenced to prison. In the Western District of Wisconsin U.S. Federal Court, a 39-year-old man, Rafael Cruz Hernandez, was sentenced to 8 months in prison. He was arrested in 2023 for domestic abuse. In 2010, he was removed from the U.S. after a conviction for third-degree sexual assault. The Sparta Police Department assisted in the investigation. The city's Judiciary and Administration Committee unanimously signed off on continuing the work of the City Administrator Workgroup, which is in the process of developing the new city administrator position for La Crosse. The committee also unanimously voted to contest the Wisconsin DOT's plan to close two railroad crossings in the city. Earlier in the week, the Board of Public Works also voted unanimously to contest the DOT's proposal to close the crossings at Liberty and St. Cloud Street and Avon and Hagar Street. Today in La Crosse City Government, the Finance and Personnel Committee meets to move funds from the airport's capital budget to its operating budget for new capital projects in 2025. Some of the work being done at the airport this fiscal year includes electrical equipment and repairs to the parking apron. The committee will also consider a resolution to use statutory powers to operate and maintain a downtown parking system. It's the last meeting of the week for the city. The Common Council meets 1 week from tonight. Two Coulee Region communities are receiving funding from a state grant program that aims to improve public spaces. The WEDC awarded Vibrant Spaces grants to La Crosse for Caledonia Park and Viroqua for its mural walk. La Crosse will receive $50,000 to upgrade a parking lot, while Viroqua will get just under $25,000 for features like shaded seating, internet access, murals, and a self-guided tour. Over $1.1 million was awarded across the state. You can find more information on the WEDC website. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been suspended by the Wisconsin Supreme Supreme Court. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has temporarily suspended Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. In their order yesterday, the court cited the need to maintain public trust during her ongoing criminal case. Judge Dugan was arrested by the FBI on Friday for allegedly obstructing federal agents attempting to detain an undocumented immigrant in her courtroom. She faces charges of concealing a person to prevent arrest and impeding a federal proceeding. There's no comment yet from her attorneys, which now include a one-time Solicitor General of the United States, who served under George W. Bush. Judge Dugan is scheduled to appear in federal court May 15th.
Dugan will be paid during her suspension, according to court documents. Four tornadoes touched down in west central Wisconsin Monday night. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that four tornadoes touched down and did destruction in southern Eau Claire County Monday night. NWS Twin Cities surveyed the area, and they say an EF1 tornado touched down northeast of Mendovia in Buffalo County, then crossed into Eau Claire County briefly before it lifted. It hit wind speeds of 95 miles per hour, ripping shingles, siding, and gutters off of some homes. Large trees were snapped, laying on roads. A second EF1 touched down for a moment west of Foster. It also hit 95 mile per hour winds. It damaged a barn and tossed debris into a field, and large trees were seen twisted at the base. Then a brief and weaker third EF0 twister also dropped down near Hale Corner, snapping trees. And a fourth tornado with EF1 damage. It went south and slightly east of Augusta. It took shingles off of a roof, tossing trees down onto a truck and a shed. No fatalities or injuries were reported. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Additional tornadoes were also confirmed in southern Minnesota and eastern Wisconsin. Funding for programs that support childcare in Wisconsin are set to expire 2 months from today, and Governor Tony Evers is proposing to keep those programs funded long-term. Evers said it will be a challenge to keep the programs funded through the budget process.
That's what I'm spending a lot of my time doing, is making sure people understand how important it is. We have several hundred million dollars in the budget for childcare counts, and it's going to be tough sledding.
Evers said that it's up to the state legislature now to decide.
We have the resources, and we should be able to take advantage of it. But we'll see. Everything is now in the hands of the legislature, so I don't want to make any guesses, but I'm very, very hopeful that they understand the education part of it, but equally important is that how it impacts our economy and the workforce.
Evers proposed for the state budget over $500 million to keep the programs funded. More information is on the Department of Administration website. Proposed federal cuts to Medicaid could affect coverage for over 50,000 people in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republicans in Congress have passed a resolution to reduce the energy and commerce budget by $880 billion. They're doing that so they can extend President Donald Trump's tax cuts. But most of that money would come from slashing Medicaid. The DHS says Wisconsin would lose about $6.5 billion. That would mean 52,000 Wisconsinites would lose coverage, and the state would have at least an extra $160 million in costs. Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna.
Loss of federal funding means the state really has four options. One, the state needs to find more state dollars. The other options are we change who's eligible for Medicaid, so fewer people are eligible, which means the uninsured rate will likely go up. Uninsured rates going up means more uncompensated care in our healthcare infrastructure and hospitals and other providers. The other option is we can cover fewer services. Eliminating optional services often means we end up spending more. And the third option is just cutting provider rates because we have fewer dollars.
And Hannah says that won't just impact the people who rely on Medicaid. If more people are uninsured and can't pay for care when they need it, that means hospitals aren't getting the money for the services they're providing, and costs could go up for everybody. Here in Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1 in 5 people, 60% of people in nursing homes, and 1 in 3 children.
Costs would rise for anyone who seeks medical care because providers wouldn't be getting money from Medicaid patients. A new state law in effect offers an alternative to operator's licenses or bartender's licenses. The new statewide operator's permit will be valid at any licensed business in the state rather than the old operator's license, which was only good for the city or township that issued it. Supporters of the new law said it allows people to work in multiple locations without having to get a separate license to work at each one. You can visit the Wisconsin Division of Alcoholic Beverages website at revenue.wi.gov for more information. There will be rain on and off today, but a nice stretch of weather is coming up. Scattered showers will continue through tonight tonight before giving way to mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs today and tomorrow will be in the low 60s. Rain totals should stay under a half inch in most places through Friday morning. Sunny skies dominate the weekend with highs topping 70 by Sunday. We'll have a warm-up early next week with highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-4 victory over the White Sox in Chicago last night. But an injury, Isaac Collins filling in for Bryce Turang at second base, beamed by a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, hitting his right elbow in the second inning. Eventually, he was pulled from the game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it's a contusion. The x-rays were negative. He's going to be sore. His first game at second base in a while. So that's forced because of Turang's illness. So will Turang be back tomorrow? You just never can tell.
NBA. The Bucks season over. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why does he believe Giannis Antetokounmpo had an MVP type of season.
What I'm most proud of is he has turned into a leader. Last year, he wasn't a very vocal guy. Everyone told me he was not a vocal guy. We leaned on him to do that. I couldn't be more proud of a player. Getting outside of your box is very difficult to do, and Giannis did that for me.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Deadline has confirmed that the primary cause of Gene Hackman's death was severe heart disease and that advanced Alzheimer's also played a part. The report also said that Hackman had not eaten in days before his death. Hackman had undergone multiple heart surgeries, had an aortic valve replaced, and had experienced congestive heart failure. The 95-year-old actor was given a pacemaker in 2019 and most likely died on February 17th. Matthew Gray Gubler enjoyed a nice run on Criminal Minds playing Dr. Spencer Reed. His planned TV comeback is the new drama Einstein, of which he is also an executive producer. On the show, Gubler plays Louis Einstein, the great-grandson of Albert Einstein and a professor at Princeton who gets drawn in to help solve a series of homicides. The show sounds great, but CBS has announced it will push the show to the 2026-27 season due to what the network is calling limited shelf space. Transition? They like the show, but don't love it. Jack Black was the frontman for his band Tenacious D, so he is no stranger to the music industry. Now he has a chart-topping solo effort thanks to his latest film, The Minecraft Movie. The song is being called an anthem titled Steve's Lava Chicken and is now the shortest song ever to crack the Billboard 100 at just 34 seconds long. It brought in a total of 7 million streams in just 4 days, according to Billboard. 34 seconds is the perfect length for a song if you are slow dancing with someone you don't like. If you follow the career of Gary Oldman, two things probably stand out. He is a phenomenal actor, and he used to hit the bottle with a vengeance. The actor quit drinking in 1997 and has been sober for 28 years. But it was recently revealed that he apologized to actress Demi Moore for being drunk on the set of The Scarlet Letter in 1995. Moore says that she accepted his apology and forgave him, but was disappointed with the Slow Horses star. Things seem to have turned out quite well for both of them since the mid-90s. If you're thinking about going to the movies this weekend, and you should be, here's what's hitting theaters. Highly anticipated Marvel film Thunderbolts opens in wide release this weekend. Florence Pugh, Sebastian Stan, and David Harbour star in this film, which we have seen the previews of for months now. Those of you who are fans of the genre will like that it is reviewing insanely well at 88% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Here's a quick plot summary. It's a Marvel movie. Also opening is a Nicolas Cage film. Cage stars in The Surfer as a man who takes his son to his old surfing spot before realizing it's been taken over by some ne'er-do-well, or dare I say ragamuffin surfers who chase them away. If there's one thing we've learned over the years, don't piss off a Nicolas Cage movie character. And since we are in the age of the re-release, and sometimes it's your only option other than franchise or superhero films, check out Monty Python and the Holy Grail if it happens to be playing near you this weekend. See you at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers or an isolated thundershower possible, or high in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, a few lingering showers dropping into the mid-40s. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, a little more often on sunshine in the afternoon, mid-50s. The weekend, looking great with sunshine in the 60s to 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.